Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home, everybody. It's always fun down here, but it just got a whole lot more fun. We got a whole boatload of Latimers just floated up the river that's forming outside. And we're going to talk about Leaf Rapids and all kinds of other stuff in just a few moments. Stick around. This is from the brand new record from Leaf Rapids. The record's called Lucky Stars. This is Leaf Rapids on Tell the Band to Go Home. From the brand new record Lucky Stars, that is Leaf Rapids, and it's a pleasure to join Leaf Rapids and family here on Tell the Band to Go Home. Welcome back, friends. I'm glad you remembered where we are. I should introduce myself in case you've forgotten already. Carrie, my name's Jeff.
Hi, Rob.
But you can call me Rob.
Rob Jepson, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How you been, everybody? Is this an exciting time or what? Like, you guys, it feels like you guys have been sitting on this record for a long time, and it's finally coming out.
My butt's starting to hurt.
Are you excited? Are you nervous? I mean, you always say you're nervous, but...
I'm not going to say I'm nervous then. This time I'm going to say I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am excited. I think it's a nice record.
It feels like this has been in the works for quite a while, though. I think you first told me about this deal like more than a year ago, wasn't it? Like when did this whole thing, this whole snowball start rolling?
Well, we signed with Black Hen, I guess not this last December, but in December of 2013. No, yeah, 2013. So yeah. Then we had about a year to write an album's worth of songs, and then we were going to recorded it in August, this last August.
Yeah.
And so actually, it's not too, you know.
Yeah.
Considering that we started from zero, I'm sort of amazed we even did it.
But how do you sign a record deal with no songs? You must have had some songs at the time, right?
Well, only when you're at the caliber.
Absolutely right.
Up to my caliber. No, we got offered this record deal, and I probably lied and said I had some songs up my sleeve. And then really got down to work.
Kids, it's not good to lie.
That's right.
I'd never lie. No, I think he just... I'd known Steve for a while,
course, yeah.
And we had talked about working with each other years ago with the band Nathan.
Yeah.
You might remember them.
I think I've heard of them. You know, I just got to get this out of the way. You even call them Nathan all the time now, so can we do away with this music company crap?
Well, when we put out our next record, we might not be able to. But yeah,
well,
we can still...
That might be in 2067,
though. People will just think it's a shortened... Yeah, that's true.
The Nathans aren't as prolific as you once
album.
Were. But so you really are working with new material, and there's an album?
There's about half an album's worth right now with Nathan Music Company.
Yeah, would there be another half if you hadn't pillaged it for Leaf Rapids?
Yes, probably. We are. Yeah, we're being a bit delinquent with... But yeah.
But that's
sorry,
okay.
Nathan.
I mean, Nathan is kind of just for fun now, right?
It's a little, yeah, it's... everyone has their main job. Shelley's getting her doctorate, and Mike's working full-time here, and Damon's got a full-time. He's got his own business and a baby now, so no one's really easy to get on their
Damon's
road.
A businessman?
Yeah, he has the blinds. He puts up blinds and...
Damon Mitchell. He's a blind guy. Really? I didn't know that.
You did not know that?
No.
He's got his own business. You can have Damon Mitchell come to your house and put up blinds.
I would totally do that.
Lots of people recognize him, and they
no
get
kidding.
All flustered. Oh, my God. That's the new meanies.
That would happen to me.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Just while we're on the topic, are there any Nathan shows you see on the horizon? Is there anything in the plans, or does it just kind of...
We don't have anything planned right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think in the fall we're going to get back to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
But back to Leaf Rapids. So you recorded the album in the fall, right? And it's like how much of this? I mean, this record sounds so different. It sounds so much like Steve Dawson. He had a huge part in that. Was that sort of your plan going in? Obviously, that was Steve's plan. But but is that what you kind of imagined that Steve was going to be like? He's a member of the band, basically.
Yeah. He. Basically, I just wanted to write songs that he could just take. And we both went in with the idea that we were just letting go of the reins for him to do his thing. Because he's so good at what he does.
Right.
That's what happened. So we just went in with really raw songs. He didn't want any production or really any other ideas on the demos.
Was that hard for you? Because I know you're a bit meticulous about those things, right? Like you...
I can be,
you
and
like
I really like
right.
that part of it, but it was also really fun to not have anything to do with that and just be, I've never done that before, and
yeah.
I feel like I'm at a time in my life when it feels okay. I have nothing to prove anymore. So.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and also if you know that going in, and it's easier.
Yeah.
And excited. It was neat because we got home, and we were hearing the mixes for the first time because he did a lot of it after we left the studio, so... It was all surprises when we were hearing the songs for the first time.
Were there any times when you kind of went, he did what? Like, were there some things that you wouldn't have expected or wouldn't have maybe wanted?
Yeah, it's a completely different record than I would have produced.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of spots where I just go, wow, that's amazing. Like,
yeah.
I never, yeah. It goes both ways. But now that I've heard it, It sounds completely how it's supposed
it's
to be.
It's great,
now.
And it's, it is. There's so much new stuff. There's a lot of, like, soul and stuff on there that I didn't really see coming from you.
I tried to go a little bit out of my comfort zone. I might have went too far.
No, it sounds great. It's great. I like it.
Thanks.
How about you, Devin? You know, you're always the quiet guy in the corner, just doing your bass thing. But how much of a hand do you have in arranging the songs? Or,
well, people don't know, but I'm actually in charge of everything.
Yes,
with the
right. Yeah,
everything. In
you're kind of like Pete Townsend in The Who.
That's right.
Like, you didn't sing or anything.
I let her write a few songs, and then I tell her which ones are good, and I tell her how to change them. And,
right.
He's like Fleetwood Mac.
I let her keep the credit, the songwriting credit.
That's
but
very
really,
nice of you.
We all know.
Well, of course. Yeah, the lawyers have figured that all out. Yeah.
No, I'm quiet for a reason. I know exactly where my place is. I sit back here, look after the kids, you know, carry the amps, drive the van. I know what I'm doing here. Don't worry.
Hold down the groove.
That's right. Holding down the groove. Yeah. I can't turn this off.
If that's for me, just take a message.
Yeah.
But you seriously don't, like, do you have a hand in the songwriting or anything? Does Carrie run any of that stuff by you, or she just says, here's the song, go play on it?
Sometimes, I guess, they take shape while we're both learning them, but really, no. I pipe up sometimes. Every once in a while, I think I might have a good idea that ends up making it.
She ignores
the
anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That she's able to ignore.
Yes, dude, that's a very good idea.
Yeah. And then lots of times she'll just like say, yeah, no, I don't think so, and we move on and do it her way. But no, this is her thing. I'm just kind of. I get to just play along, which is more than...
But it's not her thing. It's your thing. Like, it's a duo. See, there's two of you there.
Yeah.
The one, you see.
And actually, I can't play these particular songs, because we wrote them together with the bass lines a really integral part. And so I don't want to... Like, none of these songs sound good with just me playing them. Like, it needs that bass line there. So,
yeah
you're selling yourself short there, hon.
Now, I love the record. The one thing that bugs me about the record, though, is the bass is really quiet in the mix.
Oh.
I would have turned it up. Like, you're a duo.
I think that's probably...
You're too easy going. I think you got a little buried in there. You should have stuck up for yourself. And like, hey, remember me?
Steve, I think Steve felt a little threatened by me.
Well,
so
obviously.
He probably tried to, you know...
Obviously.
Since when he was mixing it, he just said, hey, I'll turn that down a few more dBs. Yeah.
You just need your subwoofer on.
Yeah. But no, it's a great record. It's very diverse. Also, a couple of covers on there. That was a bit of a surprise. Why did you decide to throw covers on there?
We'd never really done that with Nathan.
Yeah, I know.
We did a Tom Waits on one of our EPs. But I think Steve actually suggested we do a couple of covers. And when we really love those songs, so... And we probably needed a couple extras.
Yeah, so you covered a song by the Handsome Family, which seemed kind of perfect. You know, it fits in with your whole kind of darkness oeuvre, and you got the male-female dynamic and all kinds of, you know, that,
and wife darkness.
That fit. But I did not see a David Bowie cover coming. That one kind of surprised me.
It's just such a good song.
Was that kind of the point?
Well, you know, we never really... We don't really have a genre that we love more than any other, but... Mm-hmm. That's just such a great song, and we couldn't sound anything like David Bowie, so there was no worries about that.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It works really well on David Bowie's song.
Yeah, that's true.
It's neat. By the way, if you haven't heard the record, it's The Man Who Sold the World. That one's got the extra hard time, though, in that Nirvana's cover was such a huge hit that you're kind of competing with not only the legacy of Bowie, but Nirvana as well.
Which is actually, that was kind of the risk, was that Nirvana did it so well already, but... I hadn't heard a lot of women doing it.
No.
And it's such a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a neat thing. And how about playing so far? Have you guys played a lot? I mean, you haven't played in Winnipeg, which is kind of a big thing. But I know you've done some conferences and stuff, right?
We're huge in Japan.
Well, of course. Devin certainly is, I'm sure.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
We played a few showcases, like the Kansas City Folk Alliance and a little showcase in Brandon. And then just one public show in Kenora that just came up out of nowhere.
We opened
for Shred Kelly in Kenora. And so we did manage, and that was the first duo. Just came up a month and a half ago, so we decided to do it.
Yeah, so that was as a duo, and is that a comfortable thing for these songs? Does it work well for the duo? I know that you're expanding things for the tour, though. So
yeah, the idea of this project was to have something where we could travel more, and at this point in the Leaf Rapids career, I guess there's you know, we're at square one again. So traveling as a duo makes sense for financially. We're going to Europe for 5 weeks, and that would have been impossible with a whole band. And,
right.
And also, but it gives us the opportunity to play with lots of other musicians. We played with Steve Dawson at the Kansas City Folklines, which was super fun. And we have Grant Davidson coming on the road
yeah,
with us. And
that's a pretty neat little combo.
Yeah, it actually turned, I think it turned out really well. Our voices together sound really good.
Was that something you'd planned or thought about, or did it just kind of happen?
How did that come about? I think it was Devin's idea.
Yeah. All the good ones are.
Yeah, no, I think it did. I knew Grant was looking to tour a little bit, and he had put out this record last fall, The Slow Leaves. And, you know, the whole Leaf Rapids Slow Leaves thing also, yeah. Both those names came around at about the same time, so We had to play a show together.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really liked, I always liked Grant's stuff. So it just seemed, I phoned him up, I think, or emailed him and just said, want to do some touring, and he was totally into it right away. He was looking to tour right around now as well, so it actually works good. We play a little bit on each other's songs. We're learning some of each other's songs, and then we hired a drummer, Evan Friesen, who's going to come on the road. So it's only four musicians, but we're going to two bands get to go on tour.
And do you play as separate entities though on stage for the tour?
Yeah.
So one band will do a set, and then the other will do a set, but you'll each kind of.
Join, back each other up. Yeah.
Jump up into each other's.
It's actually sounding too good now, going to Europe.
Yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, we should have done Europe first.
Who goes first? Who's got the name?
I think we're in an arm wrestle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There is a poster, like with boxing gloves or something,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
We're going to box.
Yeah. It's but obviously the Nathan and your solo record as well, people know you from that. So you're not really starting out from nothing, right? Like, especially in Western Canada.
Yeah, Western Canada was okay to book. But Europe, I mean, Nathan hasn't been to Europe either, we're playing for vegetarian meals and pass the hats in a lot of places, which is fine. In Germany and stuff, it's still going to be exciting. We're renting a big camper van and taking the kids with us. But we got into a couple festivals there, too, the Great Escape and the Liverpool Sound City. So that's fun.
Hazel, are you guys dropping out of school already or what? You're just going to become rock stars? You don't have to go to school anymore? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Because school's boring, you know.
Talking to the microphone.
What are you guys going to do? You have a job, right? $5 a show?
Yeah.
To do what?
What are you going to do?
Merch.
Really?
Do merch. Merch.
Merch.
Yeah. What kind of stuff are you going to sell? Are there like Leaf Rapids Beanie Babies or anything?
And CDs.
That's okay. And you guys have all got it straightened out. Have you guys designed any merchandise or anything? Or you just sell it?
Sell it.
You probably make some nice signs though, right? That'd be great.
Well, guaranteed.
She's like groaning. Oh.
Yeah.
More work.
Hey Hazel, do you want to tell us a bit about your book? Because you're an author, you're like famous and stuff.
Did you write a book?
I wrote a book.
What's it about?
What's it called? And what's it about?
My book's called Dreams Really Can't Come True.
Yeah. And is that true? Was this your dream to write a book, or how did that come about? Were you thinking about it for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how long did you work on this book before it became a real thing?
18 months.
Wow. That's a long time in the life of a kid. That's like a big portion of your life so far. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How does it feel?
Good.
And Oscar, I know you were a big help as well. You're certainly... a big inspiration for this book. You're mentioned in it and all kinds of things.
I colored the pictures too.
That's got to be exciting for you guys. So are you rich? Or are you like spending all your money going out
no.
dancing on the weekends now or what?
No.
Where does
Come
the
on.
Money go?
To charity.
How much money did you give to Shalom Mission?
Silo
Mission.
Loan Mission.
Get it right, Dad.
$1,000.
No kidding. Really?
Really.
That must have been amazing. Well, they must have been so grateful to you for doing that, Hazel. That's great.
Did they say, get out of here, we don't want your money?
No.
What did they say?
They said, thank you, we never expected this much.
Aww. Wow. I certainly didn't expect that much either. That's great. That's got to feel good. You did a great thing there. Congratulations, guys. Is there a sequel coming up? Have you already discussed? Is this going to be like the Harry Potter series? Are you going to have like 25 of these books now?
Yes.
Yeah?
What?
He's got the bug. Are you going to write one now?
Yeah.
Have you thought about what it's going to be about?
No.
Oh. Might be a good place to start, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. Congratulations. By the way, where can people pick up your book? Because I've got my copy. I actually have it here.
McNally Robinson.
Oh, yeah, that's where I bought mine.
Goes and chapters.
Oh. There's another one, isn't there? Can't you get it downtown?
Oh, and Toad Hall.
Yeah, that's the
Toad Hall.
You guys ever go to Toad Hall?
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite places to go hang out.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't it fun to hang out there?
Yes.
So many cool things.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of? Just because your parents never buy you anything.
You should give a shout out to
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny's cool.
Say hey, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Yeah. Are you guys going to start your own band? I saw a clip online of you guys like singing together or something.
Huh?
Isn't it? What? Aren't you guys making a band? Are you going on the road? Is it going to be Leaf Rapids and
Hazel Masker?
Yeah. Is that?
I didn't know.
You don't
me
know
either.
You had a name for a band.
Mommy and Daddy will sell the merch for you.
Yeah.
Dashing Ashes.
No. Dashing Ashes.
No. What was it?
That's a neat name.
Was there something about orange?
Orange? Oranges. The oranges.
You'll have to think about it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for talking to us, guys.
Okay.
Back to your homework. That's get your homework done.
I'm already done.
Oh. Well, do your sister's for her. She's taking her time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
so like, are you guys going to homeschool when they go on the road, or what's going to go on?
Yeah, we're actually going to take. Their teachers have been really nice and have given us some things we can do, and then and also going to give us some homework to do on the road. And we do Kumon, which is a reading and math thing that they've been used to doing every day. So we'll take a huge stack of that.
That's cool because I mean that kind of brings a whole new joy and excitement to touring, I would think, right? And obviously there's some added stress and difficulties involved, but it's kind of a cool thing to be able to do this.
Yeah, actually, we haven't found traveling with them too stressful. They're really good travelers, and
you guys aren't like my kids. As soon as we leave the driveway, are we almost there yet?
Well, yeah, there is that.
Are you there yet?
Yeah.
Do that a lot. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
But their teachers have said
parents love that.
Traveling is a very good learning experience.
It sure is, yeah.
We actually met some people while we were traveling that said they weren't allowed to take their kids out of school in Europe and stuff. They have to take a homeschooling course to prove that they're capable of teaching. And so I feel really lucky because that would make me mad, actually.
Yeah, for sure. So what kind of stops have you got coming up this Western Canadian? How far are you going?
We're gonna go to Vancouver and back. So we have Forget, Saskatoon, Regina, Calgary, Edmonton, Twin Butte, Revelstoke, Chilliwack, Vancouver.
Lethbridge,
of course. Can't forget Lethbridge. I grew up in Lethbridge, so I'm gonna see a lot of high school friends.
That's awesome. And how long's it been since you've been out on a real tour?
It's been
a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
5 years?
At least 5 years, for sure.
Been playing festivals with Nathan's without really touring between them.
Yeah. How come Leaf Rapids isn't playing the Trout Forest Music Festival? That's what I want to
know. I know. That director's kind of a jerk.
He is kind of a jerk.
He waits. That guy waits until a band has proven itself. They have to hold it together for a year. Maybe they all get a chance to play.
I mean, I understand not wanting to make much work for yourself, but but I've, honestly, Devin, I've seen you at the Trout Forest. You don't work that hard. Okay? I know you got a lot of responsibilities. You're an important man.
It's a lot of things.
When JP
on.
Ho has a baby, everybody's trying to find you. Stuff like that. Yeah. You know, but really, you could probably do a a song.
I could probably swing it, yes, if I had to. Yeah, maybe one of these years we'll be lucky enough.
Make the cut.
There's a high caliber of talent at that festival.
That's
as
true.
So,
do you want to mention briefly the lineup you got coming up this year?
Yeah,
it's another great one.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it.
Be good. I think it'll be good. It's just kind of like, I think it, you know, it almost programs itself. I hear from enough people, and I get to travel around and see enough music and stuff. So it's going to be good. Shred Kelly's coming, and Jarvis Church. Coming.
Well, that's a neat pick.
Yeah, I know that. Actually, he has somebody's related in the area, so he kind of wanted to go there. So I got him for the kind of price I can afford rather than his normal fees.
Is that Philosopher Kings?
Yeah, Philosopher Kings.
That's one of the first bands that my band opened for.
Yeah,
really?
When I first started playing with Tom Penner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe Nolan's coming.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Love Joe.
Sierra Noble's coming. The D-Rangers are getting back together just for Drought Forest this year.
That's amazing.
It's the 20th anniversary this year.
That's pretty exciting.
August 7th, 9th. I know a bunch of people who are coming just because of that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be, I think that's going to create it and turn it into quite the hootenanny.
And they're so good about playing with everybody. They're like the Sadies. You can just put them on with anybody and they'll just...
Yeah.
They'll just... fit right in. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Who else you got? I think you got, don't you have the Fortunate Ones?
Yes. Right. Yeah. From Newfoundland, the Fortunate Ones. That'll be nice. Son of Dave.
Yeah.
Who is the old from the Crash Test Dummies.
He's an interesting cat.
Ben Darville. He's totally, yes. He's quite good. Saw him last summer. He was playing in Winnipeg.
He's great live.
I decided to.
Have you ever seen his?
Yeah.
His one man band?
Yeah. And that he came live in the studio one time and, it was one of the most unusual experiences I've ever had. Let's just say he hasn't been
back.
Yeah,
it's never boring.
He lives in the UK, so no, I can't, you know, I think I've had an offer in for him for the last couple of years, but I know he comes home to visit, so it must have just coincided with a home visit this time, so managed to bring him.
And the dates of the Drought Forest again?
August 7 to 9.
And are tickets on sale now?
I don't think so, no, not usually until... maybe May, till posters are done. I think usually May is when the early birds go on sale till early July.
But it's cheap, and it's just the most relaxing, fun weekend
pretty
of my
good
entire
one, eh,
summer. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
you do
good.
Such a great job.
Awesome.
It's always fun.
That's good.
Anyway, so let's talk about this Friday. You got the big CD release party coming up. Lucky Stars. People will finally be able to get their hands on this thing. What all is going to happen? You got special guests coming out the wazoo in this thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe not out the wazoo, but we got Bill Western on pedal steel.
Oh,
yeah.
Sold me a ticket right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I need.
His dreamy playing. And we have Shelley Marshall and Nikki Maida on backup vocals. And Grant Davidson's playing guitar and singing.
Yeah.
And Evan Friesen on drums.
And Slow Leaves is going to play first, right?
Yeah.
And are you going to join them like you will on tour? Or
I believe we
are you
going
to play the rock star thing and wait till they're done to come
We're
out?
We're going to, just stand in the front and heckle them.
Yeah. That's probably
I think we'll hop up there.
Yeah. And it's reasonably priced, is it not? How much is this thing?
$530 a ticket.
Absolutely.
Only? Super cheap.
Yeah, it's
$10
good.
Bucks. No, what is it?
$15.
I think it's $15, yeah.
Yeah, come. I don't know how tickets are.
$15 in advance, $20 at the door.
Oh, okay. So there you
get
go.
Them in advance.
Winnipeggers love a bargain. I think we all dodged a bullet here when the playoffs were announced. If they had a game on Friday, you would have been screwed.
We didn't know we were talking about that. There is no game on Friday?
No. Well, I mean, not for the Jets anyway.
Right. Perfect.
I have a host concert coming up on Sunday, and I thought, good God, if they do it on Sunday, I'm screwed.
Right.
But then no one can really get tickets. Oh, but then they'd watch it on TV, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of coming to our show.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Saturday night, so it's right in the middle, which is perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah, so we can all go out and have a good time, and then watch the Jets on Saturday.
It'll
be a lot of fun. All right, Leaf Rapids, what else should I play off this fine record of yours?
Galaxy 500.
Why don't you pick one?
Yeah, why do you like that one, Hazel?
Galaxy 500.
Is that your favorite one?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
Can you sing some of it? No.
Just a little bit.
Come on. Do you have a favorite as well, Oscar? Is that your favorite, or do you have a different one?
A different one.
Which one? We'll play that too.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Oh, that's a good one. Why would you pick the one that your mom didn't even write? I mean, come on. Don't you like mom's songs?
What's your favorite part of that song, Don't Be Scared?
Hey.
He can talk without his glasses, Hazel. I've seen him do it.
Because I like the part where the bird taps on his window.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right, we'll play that. But first, Galaxy 500, thanks, Leaf Rapids. It's always a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
We will definitely see you on Friday.
Let's do it.
Your Christmas Day, when you threw all your clothes in the snow, when you burnt your hair, knocked over chairs, I just tried to stay out of your way. But when you fell asleep with blood on your teeth, I got in my car and drove away. Listen to me, butterfly. There's only so much wine you can drink in one life, but it will never be enough to save you from the bottom of your glass. Starts. I parked my car, I got out and stared up at the stars. As meteors died and shot across the sky, I thought about your sad, shining eyes. I came back for my clothes when the sun finally rose, but you were still passed out on the floor. Listen to me, butterfly.
Light of a star burned out years. second chances. Second chances. Second chances. Second chances. Second chance.
Edges and knives, when all we needed was to talk things through. This is a process of learning that love is not what you say or what you do. I said, this is my country, this is your country too. There are so many things we need to change. It'd be too easy to let it overwhelm us. It'd be too easy to let things stay the same. I said, am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are, yes, you are. They told us how this was not our problem, how this was none of our concern. Then they chiseled and chiseled and chiseled till everything you loved, everything you earned, was taken away from you. This is my country, this is your country too. There are so many things we need to change. It'd be too easy to let it overwhelm us. It'd be too easy to let it stay the same. I said, am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Oh yes, sir. Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are, yes, you are. And while we stood around and talked about it, oh, they took it all away. Well, we are about. Put it back and say, here you go. Pay, pay, pay. We won't remember any of these meetings. We won't remember the things we did or did not own. This is a power where you throw your hands in the air. You said, I thought I could, but I can't do it on my own. This is my country, this is your country too. There are so many things we need to change. It'd be too easy to let it overwhelm us. It'd be too easy to let things stay the same. I said, am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Oh, yes,
Jesus said, yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's Craig Cardiff, and I love that song. It's so great. It's from his album Floods and Fires. That's Safe Here. But I've wanted to see the guy especially ever since I've heard that song. But the world is conspiring against me. I think I'm fated to never see Craig Cardiff because he's in town on Friday. He's playing at the River City Social Club. And as much as I love hanging out with Gord and love going to the River City Social Club and would love to see that guy, I got to go to the West End. I'm sorry. I just have to. But I would encourage you, if you're not going to the West End for some reason, head on out to the River City Social Club. If you don't know what that's all about, you just let me know. Drop me an email. Send me something. Give me a call. Okay? I'll hook you up. It'll be fun. We heard Slow Leaves in there, Second Chances from the album Beauty Is So Common, fine record, and looking forward to seeing Slow Leaves. Really, really enjoy that band. And it's going to be they're going to be opening the show on Friday, as well as playing with Leaf Rapids. We heard the Handsome Family in there. Thought I'd throw some Handsome Family. We heard So Much Wine off In the Air. It's such a classic. And we heard a few off of Lucky Stars. We heard my favorite, Healing Feeling. Oscar's favorite, Don't Be Scared. And Hazel's favorite, Galaxy 500. Pick up a copy of that record, excuse me, on Friday night. It's a wonderful record. It really, really is. And hopefully we'll see you out there at the West End. And I genuinely hope that I'll see you out next Sunday as well. There will be a show on, so tune in, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. But it'll be pre-recorded because we'll be at the Sunset Saloon checking out Jory Nash. We'd love for you to join us. So check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the details on that. And join us if you can. It is greatly appreciated when you can make it out to those things. Stick around. Sunday Drive, Waxies Dargle. Gail's show should be on at 6 o'clock. I'll be back on Thursday for Steel Belt the Radio, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and then next Sunday 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Return. Stay tuned, everybody. Thank you.